Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hey, Julia here. If you'd like to grow your agency with a new free traffic source, we've put together a free resource for you called the Agency Traffic Blueprint, which outlines how you can acquire free organic traffic for your agency's website using Powered by Marketing. You can get that at getrubyrobin.com/blueprint or check the description of this episode for the link.
Hello, and thank you for tuning into another episode of the Agency Toolkit. I'm your host, Julia McLaughlin. My guest today is Jade Chase, who is the founder of 1890 Creative. Prior to founding the company, Jade's diverse interests led him down various professional pathways, including consulting, business management, registered nursing, healthcare management, and active duty service in the United States Air Force. His passion for business and marketing grew out of his desire to help his clients exceed their goals. So today we're going to be discussing Jade's journey of building his agency and what he's learned along the way. So thank you so much for joining us today, Jade.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Thanks, Julia.
Absolutely. So to get started, let's dive into a few questions so our listeners can get to know you a little bit.
Absolutely.
So what would you say really motivates or inspires you as an entrepreneur?
I think it's my past life of my business experiences that you listed there. Thank you. Wow, I spent a lot of time working for a lot of other people in a lot of large organizations. Mm-hmm. I spent a lot of time in corporate America and in the military in areas where I didn't feel I had the opportunity to really, spread my wings and do kind of what I wanted to do and grow as fast as I wanted to grow and really determine like what I thought was value for the people that I provided, a service to or a product to. And so one of the great things as an entrepreneur is that I'd have the ability to determine what value was and then give that to my consumer and then ensure that the quality of that product or that service would remain. It was really on my shoulders to make sure that I could do that. And so I was kind of beat down as I was getting out of the military, and I was like, hey, I don't know if I can go right back into another corporate job. So I said, if there was ever an opportunity for me to make that transition into the entrepreneur life, now is the time. And so I jumped in with both feet.
Yeah, it's so interesting, your background, so you have so many different, all this different experience to pull into your agency, which I think is awesome because it's so helpful when, you're helping other businesses to grow their business when you've got that firsthand experience.
Yeah. There was a lot that I drew on from my past. Like, in consulting, I learned a lot when I first came out of college. I went right into a Fortune 500 consulting firm and got to travel around the U.S. Working on some really high-level projects and dealing directly with some high-level HR people. And, I just learned a lot and what it meant to run a business and watching the consultants, that had had 20 years experience of what it meant to work with a customer and really provide, top-level service for them and what that took. And then as a nurse and a nurse in the Air Force, like I learned what it meant to be in high pressure situations, mm-hmm. In life and death situations and stay calm and cool and think clearly through those situations. I just kind of pairing all those different life experiences that I've had, I think really, truly gave me the confidence to say, hey, I can jump into this entrepreneurial thing no matter what problem I have or faces me. Like I had the confidence because of my background to really say, I can do it having been a nurse at the bedside for many years and dealing with those, the people when they're at their most vulnerable, when they're sick and when helping people in death and dying situations, I can handle the problems of some client without a problem.
Yeah, so that, absolutely.
I really relied on that a lot. It really helped me a ton.
Yeah, that's so interesting. Mm-hmm. And so how did you get into digital marketing?
Yeah, great. So like I was saying, I came out of the military. So I separated in 2016, early 2016, was lucky enough to have saved up some money. I kind of lived like a hermit in the military and saved up all my money and mm-hmm. Moved back to Boise, Idaho here, my hometown. And, I was like, hey, there's, I don't know if I want to go right back into another corporate job of any sort. So I said, well, I'll look around and see maybe if there's a business that I could purchase or something that I could come in and help with. And my cousin at that time is a trained videographer, and he had a friend, David, and they came to me and they said, hey, we kind of got this little video project going on. We're making videos on the side, but we're not finding much traction. And they were like, hey, could you come in with some of your business background and your experience and maybe help us grow this thing? And I looked around and said, hey, you know what? In today's age with cell phones and content being king, I thought this would be a great opportunity maybe for me to see if I can help these guys out, because I think there is a need, especially here in Boise. There's a need for quality creative, but at a reasonable price. So jumped in with those guys, and we really did video, and that's still at 1890 Creative. That's still a big part of what we do is video, create video assets for our clients. So we really started out as 1890 Productions, just doing video, helping people with what they wanted, from everything from, you know, storytelling for their business, about their business, you know, website creative, marketing pieces that they wanted to put together and share on social, or on YouTube or any of those other platforms. Yeah. And so we just jumped in, and that's really how it got started. And I think we were blessed at the time to find some early success with some clients. And it really just kind of grew from there. And we've expanded our role into, you know, digital, designers, graphic designers. We do a lot more digital ads and different things like that outside of just video now. And we really provide a full service creative shop, you know.
Nice.
That's kind of how we got into it, but.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So, you know, how did you find those first few clients when you were first starting out in the early days?
A big part of that was just the network that I had. And I'll be honest with you, I relied on my veteran network. Being a veteran-owned business, I reached out to a lot of friends that I knew from the military that were here or had connections to the military.
Yep.
And really got lucky with a couple of our clients, one of them being Mission 43, which is a veteran initiative here in Idaho that helps veterans as they transition out of active duty back into civilian life. And yep. So they kind of came and said, hey, like, you know, this is, you know, we like that you can understand who we are and what our customer base is or what our membership base is.
Yep.
And so they gave us a shot at the start, and we were able to handle what they wanted to throw at us. And it was very high quality, and, you know, they showed it to other people, and it just kind of spread. I think one of the biggest mistakes I made when I started was I cold called people, and I didn't get a single job from that. And I really struggled with just cold calling people. And so we took a slow roller approach to it, and we went to our network, and we started doing things for fairly cheap, maybe even free at a couple times for some nonprofits, but at least gave us a bit of a portfolio to start showing, you know, our paying clients and saying, hey, this is what we can provide for you. And we found some success. So it was nice.
Sure. Awesome. Very cool. And then, so, you know, fast forward to today, you know, what does your sales strategy look like now? You know, how are you bringing in those leads and then closing those prospects?
Yeah, a lot of it still for us is word of mouth. And I'm really blessed by that. So, we've been really lucky to do business with some larger regional clients in the Pacific Northwest. And because we've had luck with them, other businesses have seen our stuff and then asked, you know, them and said, hey, look, who did this for you? What was it, 1890 Creative? And then they contacted us, and we've gone from there. But we really spend a lot of time outside of our network putting work into our website. This past year, we kind of rebranded and really tried to jazz up our website to show our branding of who we are and what our expanded services could look like and what we could help people with. And so, you know, we drive a lot of traffic to our website and get a lot of people that are interested in our services via the website. But yeah, there still isn't a lot of direct sales that I do. We have some really key partnerships locally too, SEO companies, website companies that are, nice. You know, that do work with some really cool clients, and they may not do as much or as high a quality of creative work that we do. And so when they need that help, we're really lucky that they refer clients to us. And that keeps us, you know, we have a fairly small team, you know, we have four or five of us at a time working here, that's enough to keep us extremely busy throughout the year. So,
yeah.
But very blessed. I know there's a lot of companies maybe that don't have those opportunities to get that much referral work that comes to them. And it is kind of scary at times, because there's situations where I'm like, hey, I think I need to pick up the phone and start making some calls. And it's weird. Over the past 6 years, since we've been in business, whenever that situation comes, we're just lucky enough to have people that call us. So
yeah, it's so interesting how it always seems to work out like that.
Yeah.
So how do you guys differentiate yourselves from other marketing agencies?
Yeah, excellent question. I truly think it's the quality of work that we bring, and at our price point, I really think it is. Another thing that I think is really important is that because of my veteran background and because of the people that I'm able to understand when it comes to that, we get a lot of work because of that. You know, people are saying, hey, you know, we know that you served in the military, you understand that kind of audience. I was born and raised here in Idaho, so outdoors kid. So I understand the outdoors a lot, hunt and fish and all that kind of stuff. So we get a lot of people that come to us because of our background, and the individuals I've recruited to be at this company have similar backgrounds to that as well. And so it's really seamless for us to do work for you know, those kinds of clients. But we're also very techie, so we get a lot of like tech companies that contact us, and we do work for everything from cybersecurity to payment type of security, anti-fraud type of security work, clients work in those realms and things of that nature. And so those people, we just connect with them really well. And because of our backgrounds and our approach, and it just seems to work really well.
So what would you say is the key to, you know, creating happy clients who are going to bring in those referrals at the end of the day?
Oh, it's just personal relationships. Like I really think it is. It's really cool. We were on the road the other day with one of our clients in Boston, filming a big project with them and working on a marketing project with them. And it was really great because up until that point, we didn't have the opportunity to really get to know their team that well, but traveling with them really helped with that.
Cool.
And, you know, we got to have dinner and lunch with them, and we were at the same hotel with them, and we got to hang out and just really get to know them as people. And I think that's one thing I try to do is not just spend time talking about just work with our clients and you know, or the lead that I'm working with, and really spend some more time getting to know their family. You know, I have a family as well, and understanding, you know, where they came from and trying to create a personal connection. And then, you know, I would say outside of the personal connection piece, it's just always being Johnny on the spot for them. So if they have a need and they come to us, like, we try to do everything we can to drop what we're doing and make sure that they're taken care of. So it's customer service and just answering their needs when they need it and being willing to work with them and take creative feedback from them and try to find a middle ground. If it's, you know, if our creative direction is this way and they're a little bit off, you know, we try to make sure that they understand what our recommendation is, but ultimately we're there to create work for them. And so, you know, we're willing to bend at times on what we think might be the right direction in a project to make sure that the client is satisfied with what they're doing. And I would say sometimes creative agencies have a tough time with that because, you know, it's so in your heart, like what you think, you know, is right and everything you want it to be that way, that it can be very challenging to bend. And I think we do that really well with our clients, is bending a little bit with them without breaking and helping them guide them to the right answer.
Interesting. Yeah. I love that you put such a focus on building that, you know, that personal relationship first. And I think that's, and also I love that you guys, you know, really go above and beyond to build that trust with your clients as well, because at the end of the day, that's what's going to, you know, create that, those happy clients who are going to bring in those referrals, who are going to continue to work with you guys and sign those retainers. So, I think that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, 100%. It's really cool. We have been very blessed. And it's because of the hard work of my team. So as much as I would sit here and say, hey, I'm trying to do this with our clients, like my entire team emulates everything that I do as well. And they, you know, they're out there, you know, communicating very quickly with our clients when there's a need that they reach out for. Oftentimes they're on the email strings as well. You know, they're taking the lead.
Right.
You know, they're communicating with the clients. Sometimes when I'm too busy, they can take lead on a project, man, they're jumping out and doing that, you know. And if I can't be there on for some reason, I trust my team that they're going to handle our clients and take the utmost care to make sure that their needs are met. And without that teamwork from my entire team, like, we wouldn't be successful. So
yeah,
that's why we keep it kind of tight. We got a smaller team, so we keep it very tight so that we can really control that quality
Yeah.
Out of our shop.
That's really cool. That's awesome. And what would you say has been the biggest overall challenge that you've had to overcome as you've been growing 1890 Creative?
COVID was hard. That's probably the easy answer. I'm sure everyone says that. But for us at that time of our business, right in 2019, 2020, we were really doing a lot of event work for people, marketing people's events and things of that nature. And that just kind of shut down. And so that was really difficult for us at the time. You know, we were really starting to hit, I think it was like 3 years into our business. So we were starting to hit our stride. We kind of knew a little bit more about who we were. And we really struggled with just everything getting shut off and trying to figure out what we were doing. We were lucky at that point. We had picked up a documentary project, which is not really what we do, but it was a video project and it was a documentary project. And it was actually over in Vietnam. We actually traveled over to Vietnam and filmed for almost 3 weeks over in Vietnam on this documentary project. We had just gotten back, kind of ramping up some of our other work, and that's when COVID hit. And so we were lucky that we had this large project that we had like just finished the production on that really kind of carried us through that time frame a little bit.
Oh, that's good.
When things picked back up. So that was the easy button. I think the other thing that's been a struggle for us as we've grown is really attracting talented, you know, people that can come onto our team that fit with our culture. Mm-hmm. Right. And maybe this is another easy answer. I'm sure most people probably say that too. It's attracting like really talented people that can be here and fit in our culture, you know, are able to communicate clearly with our clients and deal with our clients and handle the struggles of the ad agency kind of life. And I think that's why we're still a 4 or 5 person team rather than a 10 person team at this point in our growth cycle of the business. But at 6 years, I think we feel comfortable with the team that we have. We want to grow, but we want to have smart growth with the right type of clients and then expand our services in the right way and have some control over our growth. But yeah, so primarily like just dealing with the COVID problems and then really attracting high quality talent that can last with us and want to stay here for an extended period of time. So.
Okay, interesting. And is there anything that you've learned, you know, through the hiring process that can make it easier to, you know, find those team members who are just going to fit really well with your culture?
Yeah, so I did a lot of hiring in the past, like at other companies that I was at, and it was always like rapid fire. It was like, bring them in, look at their resume for, you know, 2 seconds, ask them the standard questions, you know, maybe they get a couple of interviews in a day and then like they're gone. And then we make a decision based on the, you know, 10 people that we interviewed. Luckily here at 1890, I can have a little more control over how that process works. And so, you know, we do everything from a phone interview to in-person interviews to taking them out to have a drink with us and see what they're like from a personality standpoint, issuing them creative challenges to say, okay, you know, when it gets down to the nitty gritty final end of hiring people, you know, we've issued them creative challenges and said, okay, you got 48 hours to develop this kind of marketing asset for us, or give us, you know, or tell us what strategy you would use for it. And that's really helped us identify the right people that are going to fit for us. And if we like their work and if it's cohesive and if they're able to, you know, do they feel comfortable in that kind of situation, because that's how it is for us, you know, as an ad agency, is a client calls us at 5 o'clock on a Tuesday and says, I need this tomorrow morning because we need to kick it off. Like, we got to rock and roll. So you better be ready. You better be ready to juice up those creative juices, get the work done and get it off and get it approved to the client in a very fast time. So I think with the interview process, that's been really helpful for us and finding the right people. It's just taking a little bit of time. And more importantly, not just time in, can you do the work, but do you fit with us from a culture standpoint? And are you going to be okay? Spend 40 hours a week with us. So that's
I think that makes so much sense. You know, you're ensuring that they're going to be a good fit through the culture perspective, that you guys will work really well as a team, that you're on the same page with communication styles. And then of course, ensuring that they're able to, you know, think fast on the spot and you know, produce the quality of work that you want to be offering your clients. So yeah, I think Absolutely. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's really interesting from our standpoint. And we have struggled in the past with individuals staying here for, a few staying here for a really extended period of time, because in an ad agency, like, especially from a designer standpoint and our video creators and everything, like, you get to know so many brands, and you have to be able to design for one of our, you know, outdoor military brands in 1 minute, and then you turn around and like one of our other clients does flowers. Like, can you design for both of those? And do you feel comfortable, you know, trying to remember what that brand is and understand who their audience is and everything? And so, you know, it takes a special person to be able to do that well.
Definitely.
And so it's, that can be a challenge. And, you know, you can see the office kind of behind me. You know, we come into the office, we work in the office here, you know, every day. You know, it's really important for us to have a collaborative culture. Collaboration is really important, and constructive feedback is really important. And we struggled during COVID to do that remotely. So a big decision on me was saying, hey, like, we really need people here in the office working with us, talking face to face and giving, you know, feedback on our creative and being part of the strategy when it comes to marketing and building marketing strategy for our clients, really being here and being a part of that discussion. And so, you know, people like the hybrid work environment these days. I think that's very popular. And we try to be as flexible as we can, but, you know, I think it can be difficult to find people that say, hey, I need you in the office 40 hours a week. Are you okay with that? That can be a little bit of a challenge.
Exactly. Now, especially after COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. And I need you in Boise, Idaho. So, you know, which I think is a positive these days. There's a lot of people that want to move to Boise, Idaho, to be honest. So, it's a beautiful place. But.
That's awesome. So we are getting ready to wrap up here shortly, but first we have the Fast Five, which are 5 rapid fire questions for you.
Okay. Awesome. Excited.
So what's a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
A lot, I would say, from an entrepreneur standpoint, when I was getting out of the military, I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which was a big, it's a finance book. And it really changed my thinking on what I wanted to do when I was getting out of the military. And so I think it really pushed me kind of building that confidence of, hey, it's okay to take this leap and believe in yourself and be an entrepreneur. So Rich Dad, Poor Dad was a big one for me.
That's awesome. And is there a CEO that you follow or study?
There is. As part of my MBA program at Boise State, Go Broncos, I met a gentleman by the name of Randy Hales. Randy right now is the CEO for Next Level Apparel. At the time, he was the CEO for Zag. Zag made like cell phone accessories, like chargers and things of that nature.
Right.
I've been lucky to continue to get to know Randy. And he's a top level CEO. He's a great CEO. He's won awards for his leadership. His mentorship, the few times we get to talk, has been extremely important. I love to emulate him in so many ways. So if you get a chance out there, anybody, if you want to look up Randy Hales, he's a great guy.
Awesome. And what does your morning routine look like?
Right now, it's a little interesting. My wife and I just welcomed a baby, a little girl.
Oh, congratulations.
Very weeks exciting. Ago, that's probably why my eyes are a little red out there, if you could see them.
Yeah.
I haven't been sleeping much. So my morning is primarily just assisting my wife with the baby. But a big motto I have is like, let's get up, get a cup of coffee and go kick some ass. And so, like, that's really what my morning's all about. I'm more of a morning person than an evening person. So I'm all about getting up, starting the day and really having a plan of what I want to attack. I am struggling. One thing I'm trying to work on is trying to find more time to get exercise. And I'm going to have to really start working that more into my morning routine, because it's difficult to do it at any other time of the day.
Yes.
So I need to get better at that, at getting my exercise more in the morning. But, coffee is a must, and a plan. I have to have a plan for the day, or else I just feel lost.
Awesome. Yep. So you just get it. You have that coffee, and then you just get to it.
Get right at it. Absolutely.
Nice. And what is your favorite online tool?
I would have to say it's one of the ones we use a lot here at 1890 is Frame.io. A lot of the creatives use that. It's primarily a video platform that we use for collaboration with our clients. So it's really cool. We can upload our video projects, send those off to clients. They can log in and make comments at certain parts of the video. And we didn't have that up until about 2-3 years ago. And so it was really difficult for us to collaborate with our clients effectively. That's really helped streamline like a lot of our projects so that we can get communication from our clients back very quickly, and then really track what we're doing and check off the points for their feedback. So if anybody out there hasn't checked out Frame.io, I would really recommend it, especially for the creatives out there.
Okay. Sounds like a great tool. Love that. And last question, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
I've been asked that a couple times because, again, I was a nurse and an actuary and like business management stuff. So I didn't really have a marketing background. I don't have a marketing degree in any form. I just kind of, you know, our whole team has been primarily just self-taught. And one of the, it was a hard lesson to learn. But one of the lessons I learned is when it comes with marketing, like I think a simple, clear and consistent approach to creative and branding is of the utmost importance. When I first started, I thought it was, hey, let's do all the different doohickeys about a brand. Let's show these different things. It's creative can look this one way and can look a little bit different in other ways. And, you know, we've really focused on tightening that up and making sure that when we work with our clients, that there's clear branding. You know, it's clear, the audience can understand it. It looks consistent. And we just walk that path every day with them. So, tough lesson to learn, but now, I think we've got that much more dialed in for everybody that we work with.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so important just having those systems and processes in place so that, you know, you've got that consistency in your company. So I love that. So thank you so much for joining us today, Jade. It was a real pleasure to learn about your journey with starting 1890 Creative. And I really appreciate you joining me for the episode.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Julia. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.